Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Hey, good morning, Jacksonville, Florida, Northeast Florida. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro. And I decided to kind of take a nice, easy loop back down the fairway for what happened this past weekend at Augusta National. I'm sitting here with caddy Mike Correo.
Good morning, everyone.
Leslie Fisher's on her way. She had a first tee
Easter egg hunt. Nice. Wow. You know, we talked last week about colored golf balls. I'm telling you, I bet there wasn't a white egg in the bunch.
Well, they're easier to see, right?
That's correct.
As long as they don't hide the green eggs. Green eggs and ham. Mayor Matt in the box. Good morning, Mayor.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, just another beautiful day, a little overcast. I like the coolness. I mean, it's just
yes.
about,
oh,
you know,
perfect.
This is like perfect, right?
Yes, they had quite a storm. Yes, they blew through. Hope everybody got through everything safe. Big windy condition. Matter of fact, I lost power at out by TPC for about an hour yesterday. But the great folks at Beaches Energy Service and probably everybody in Ponte Vedra is giving them a call saying, hey, you know, we need our refrigerators to chill our ice cubes and stuff, so you need to get that going. But so everything is back going good. But today, beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, I understand, too.
Yeah, that storm yesterday was like free food. It came and went really
yes.
fast.
Mm-hmm. It was like a 5-club wind or something, Tom.
So I know there was some devastation across the country, the state, the southeast. Mm-hmm. A young person in Tallahassee, actually, I think 8 years old, lost her life. So
very sorry to hear that. It's just
a
reminder.
Everybody's safe this morning.
When you are playing golf, just a reminder in general. When you're playing golf, you see storms come in or any form of lightning, seek shelter, get off the course, and you come back and play another day.
Run, Forrest, run.
Run, Forrest, run.
Yeah, don't mess around with that stuff. But you know what? Something you can do is mess around. We are the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, live every Saturday morning here on 1010XL AM and 92.5 FM. And we are here for you. We are brought to you by Ping Golf. Speaking of Ping,
mm-hmm.
we want you to always play your best.
Always.
I just launched a new G410 drivers, fairways, hybrids, and irons.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing exceptionally well,
oh,
as
my goodness.
Normally all new Ping product
yes.
does.
They always have a significant technology advantage, and user-friendly is what I like to call it. They always think in terms of user-friendly, designed for amateur golfers, more forgiving, easier to hit, higher technology, better materials, et cetera. So, and either with the color code system, the best fitting system in the business. So thank you so much, Ping, for making my life better. And I know everybody out there who uses your products.
Well, here's something really cool, you know, mm-hmm. that we talk about Ping a lot. Obviously, we could not be here without them. They are a title sponsor. Is something they do for the military. And this Easter weekend, I'd like to send a special thanks out to all the military families that are separated.
Yes, God bless you.
You know, mm-hmm. We're thinking about you. Be safe. And hopefully you're back together with your family soon. Thank you for all you do. But Ping, if they have a new product and it's a current line that's still on their, they have a particular list. But if it's on that list, mm-hmm. They offer a after purchase rebate for the military.
Oh,
okay. So stop
I
in.
I like that.
Our other title sponsor, of course, is Edwin Watts Golf Shop. Two incredible locations for 20 years here alone in Jacksonville
mm-hmm.
and 50 years in business. All right. We are the largest golf retailer in the world, division of Worldwide Golf, Vans, Roger Dunn, Golf Mart, mm-hmm. Unita Golf, Golfers Warehouse.
All over the country.
Mm-hmm. We're there for you. So if you travel around, keep that in mind. Yeah. That it's not just one golf shop stop. We're here. We're all over for you. It's all about you. Well, we're the home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. And as Caddy Mike always says, that's like a mulligan.
Like a mulligan.
And if you're not familiar with what a mulligan is, that's a free shot.
It's a free shot. It's like something Caddy Mike needs to do once in a while to hit another shot.
So, speaking of hitting another shot,
yes.
You know, we're going to talk this week, and please join in if you choose
yes,
to.
Yes, please
because
do.
I know I've heard a lot of comments through the shop this past week, but we're going to talk about the 2019 Masters, okay?
Wow.
All right.
Wowzer, so, as Johnny Miller would say, wow.
So, feel free to mm-hmm. give us a call at 904-641-1010 mm-hmm. and share your comments or thoughts.
Yeah, I met a young man at Daly's this morning, was getting some coffee, and he saw my Masters shirt, and he apparently went to the Masters on Sunday. So I said, hey, dude, if you want to, call in between 10 and 11. So he might call in, Matthew. Just let us know what you saw, because we were talking about how you can't, unless you're there, Tom, you can't visualize the beauty,
no
undulations, the level changes, the atmosphere, the people, the sound. So he's welcome to, but he's on his way to do wedding planning with his fiance. So yeah, if he can't, that'll be fine too.
But we'll understand.
We'll understand, young man. But yeah, anybody else? Or if you just have any opinions, if you watched it, hopefully you were able to adjust, you know, it was the time change. We talked about it last week. They changed till a Sunday morning finish. And boy, oh boy.
Did you know?
Breakfast at the Masters. It was a.
There
was
has
great.
Been. I think they ought to change it to Sunday morning all the time.
Why not?
Because did you know that the, not just because the champion who won, Tiger, mm-hmm. because of everything that was going on, but everyone I've talked to thoroughly enjoyed it, the morning round, being able to watch it in the morning through the middle of the day.
Not having to wait till 3 o'clock to watch it, and pretty much getting the whole thing right from the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's the leaders teeing off at 9:30-ish or something. CBS came on at 9. Rock and roll. The way I think, Tom, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, that because they did that and switched to threesomes instead of twosomes, threesomes going up both tees, it changed the dynamic of the tournament. Because had it been twosomes, it would have been Molinari and Finau in last group and Tiger and Koepka probably in the group ahead. Now you put Tiger in the last group, putting him in threesomes. He can see everything that's going on in front of him, and he can turn to his right and his left and stare down those two players. What do you think?
Give him the laser vision. Yeah, I agree. I think the threesomes Sunday morning going off early, seeing the whole thing, mm-hmm. Jumped their viewership.
Oh.
Besides whoever won and how great the tournament is, I think the viewership jumped in percentages.
Yeah.
I think it was a more positive experience. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a huge takeaway from this, and maybe, obviously they have the power to make this happen every year.
Of course
Augusta.
They do.
So maybe they'll learn from
cool?
this.
Yeah.
They seem to be pretty intelligent individuals.
Yeah, the Masters has the smallest field in golf, so that when they make the cut, it's got the smallest field in golf.
Get her done. Right?
I mean, yeah. And it also allows for, if something does happen, if you do have weather, if something comes in, you still get the end of the day daylight to finish up. I loved it.
So some traditions need to change. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Masters this week. If you went, want to share your story. Mm-hmm. When you do call in, be precise and concise.
Yeah.
So we can get as many as possible or talk about as much as possible. So mm-hmm. we only have an hour here on NY's Golf Shop Radio Hour. And speaking of that, we got to go to our first break, and we will be right back. We are brought to you by Ping Golf and Edwin Watts Golf Shops.
Live here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Be right back.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Hit and Watch Golf Shop Radio Hour. I'm Tom Ashton, Leslie Fisher, Super Looper, Mike Correo, and Mayor Matt. And Mayor Matt, we've got a 2019 Masters Radio Champion in studio today, so we'd like to present him. I'd like to have you do the presentation of the green studio jacket, Masters
Absolutely.
Jacket, to Caddy Mike Correo.
Good morning, everyone. Patrick Reed is here, and he needs to make a presentation, even though he did tell me that even though Tom doesn't like him. He said for this particular ceremony, he's going to be able to handle it. So I would like to present the 2019 green jacket for the winner of the Masters Championship Radio pick to Thomas, the old pro, Ashton. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's wow. I didn't expect that. This was all about Caddy Mike. I appreciate this. I did on my second day happen to pick Tiger. Had faith. But what can I say? You know, when you got it, you got it. But the one thing I have to do say is, you know, for 3 years in a row when I go out in Vegas or a national meeting, I put a $100 bet down on Tiger to win the Masters, and this year I didn't do it.
So
that means I forfeit the green
jacket.
Leave it on, brother. It looks very good on you. Actually fits a little large, you know, because Tom's lean and mean.
We can get that taken in, though. Yeah, you know
that 20 pounds. He looks
really good in it. Congratulations, Thomas. Even with our mulligans, I had Matthew and I had DJ, and he kind of snuck in there at the end there.
Yeah, and Leslie picked Shoffley.
You had a couple of
racehorses.
J-Day, mm-hmm. Koepka, Shoffley, yeah, so. And who was my last? Molinari?
Yes.
I think it was Molinari.
Yeah, I think it was.
As soon as he dropped one in the water, like mm-hmm. it hit that little tree limb and then shot straight down.
Yeah,
and
then
it
was
he left
over
his next
then,
one short.
12 was a turning point.
Man, I was so bummed.
Yeah, so.
I guess that's why they call it the Masters. I mean, mm-hmm. he didn't figure in that little tree limb. Man. I mean, you have to figure in everything, every shot, every hole for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a long round.
That's a long one. Hey, folks, before we get into the Masters, again, we invite you to call in 904-641-1010. Give us your comments, response. If you got to go up there for a day, call us and real quickly mm-hmm. Share your experience with our listeners. I know I've talked to a lot of people that got to go. But here, folks, at my store at Phillips and Shad Road mm-hmm. today, mm-hmm. Wilson is doing a fit day with a new D7 product, woods and irons, mm-hmm. From 10 to 3. So don't miss out on that because
the new product
is fantastic. It was actually the surprise at our manager's meeting, mm-hmm. okay, out in Vegas. Tons of store specials. We're in season. We have two incredible locations, Phillips and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall,
mm-hmm.
and Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A and Butler, back mm-hmm. of the Home Depot Plaza. So stop in, see us, and let us take care of all your golfing needs, and find out about our 90-day 100% satisfaction mm-hmm. guarantee.
Wilson has great golf balls, too. So you might want to take a look at the Duo Spin, but they got the brand new Duo Professional, which is a professional quality golf ball.
Used on it's used on 5 tours around the world, folks.
Really great performing golf ball. So give it a shot.
And also ask about all of our current in-store promotions. We have it from A to Z, electronics, bags, shoes, gloves, equipment, you name it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, with the spring kicking in and school kind of quickly approaching the end of the school year, you need to be aware that now's the time to start setting up your juniors for their summer golf programs.
True.
Okay? And Edwin Watts Golf and Worldwide Golf have the largest junior selection from A to Z for mm-hmm. all your junior golfers. Mm-hmm. So stop in, start looking into it, find out what's going to be best for them. Yep. And Leslie, what else can you suggest for the juniors for this summer?
This summer, just get out and play and have fun. You know, school's going to be out. It's going to be hot in the middle of the day, so you can easily hit the range in the morning, practice long game, chipping, putting. Maybe take a break, go to the pool, go to the beach around lunch, and then come back in the evenings and play a quick 9 holes with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way to do it.
All right. So let's jump right in. Obviously, golf took a great shot in the arm this past weekend.
Yeah.
It was great for the game, no mm-hmm. matter who won. because it got so many people to be involved and watch and have interest in it.
Yeah.
Because the tournament turned out, to me, like each week should turn out. And there's no reason that the tour can't set up their courses every week to play to such a level that these guys have to grind it out for 4 days. Mm-hmm. It's not a cakewalk.
Mm-hmm.
So I thoroughly enjoyed it because it's the kind of golf I grew up watching every single weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You never knew who was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, Jack was probably going to win, but it wasn't like he won by 20 shots or five shots. It was always, he worked it out. It was always came down to one or two shots the last two or three holes every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, Linari knows that one. Oh.
Absolutely. And, of course, on the Masters, you had, and as I was telling most everybody I've talked to, I thought Molinari was going to win watching. He hadn't made a bogey in 49 holes or something until the seventh. But you could see a little bit he was starting to be, he was a little bit off.
We're talking about the Tiger effect when I was at work on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And you could start to see it kind of wearing at him.
Mm-hmm.
He held it together very well. Last week we talked about who was going to stay level-headed, and he did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But man.
Yep, it just got to a point. He was starting to get a little off. And then the 12th hole, which is a 150-yard par 3, the greatest players in the world is hitting a ball off a perfect lie off a tee.
Mm-hmm.
And when Molinari hit it in the water, and by the way, so did Koepka, Finau, and Poulter. So, you know, but what when that happened, everything changed because it brought not just Tiger back into the picture, right, Leslie, but the Schauffeles, the DJs, all these guys who were ahead see this, you know, the number on the big board change from 13 to 11 all of a sudden. And it's like, uh-oh, it's the game on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the coolest things I saw was Mr. Nicklaus called in to live from the Masters afterwards. He said, did you see what happened right after that? Tiger hit every single shot just the way I would have, perfectly. Over the in the middle of the green on 12. On 13, he played short and left on his second shot for the easy birdie. Mm-hmm. On 14, he hit it right into the particular part of the green.
Man. It was like, it wasn't, there was no mercy rule. It was, oh, you just messed up. Oh, now I'm going to really make you pay for it.
I'm going to get it. Easy birdie on 15. And then when he hit the shot on 16, which was very similar, wasn't it, Tom, to 86, Jack Nicklaus, the shot he hit. The place is going wild. Brooks Koepka is backing off his shot that he's going to hit.
Yeah.
Almost made a hole in one.
It looked like it was going to be a one.
You know, man.
And it really, really did.
It really did. And, you know, 17 again, he played exactly where he needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
If he needed four on 18, he'd have made a four on 18, I believe. But as it turned out, Koepka missed makeable putts on 17
so
and 18. And
his putting. I'm like, can I please give you a lesson?
You know.
Excuse you.
But who made no mistakes? Who made no mistakes? Tom's guy.
Well,
Tiger made no mistakes.
The cool
in.
Thing here, you know, hopefully as everyone watched, they were to, just like watching the ladies amateur week before, I said there's an opportunity to learn something here.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully everybody learned and watched. Now, here's what I saw that really people go, oh, well, okay, Tiger got another major. Can he win another one? Well, here's what I saw. I saw an individual that was confident, that was extremely patient, that was drawing from past experience visually. You could see this.
Mm-hmm.
Except for number five for 3 days. We'll talk about that one in a minute.
He's going to find the guy in the green jacket who changed that hole. And he said, hey, buddy, come over
come here,
man.
You.
Come here. You want me to win this thing again? It cost me four strokes or something.
And I saw that he was smarter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So now you have an individual that, barring any further physical complications, he's matured. He's got the patience, and he's going to use his smarts. And there's a pretty good chance here he's going to put a hammer down on some of these next coming up tournaments in the next 2 years. A seriously, hammer down. And not, I'm not saying win by a ton. He's going to make it exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be right up there on the top of that leaderboard again. with another chance to win another couple of majors. Mm-hmm. That's what I saw out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw a person that had evolved into a whole different mm-hmm. human being that now knows how to is ready to really go out to the golf course and mm-hmm. take it shot by shot patiently and you could see it on 12. Now, to set this up, coming into 12, 2 days in a row, it could have been a poor drive, but it could have been more of an intentional. I'm going to try to hit it hard down the right center, and if I block it, I got that shoot coming down 11. Mm-hmm. So next year, I wouldn't be surprised if they have trees or bushes or azaleas planted down at 11 side where Tiger mm-hmm. took that alley, because that's an open, basically, punch shot downhill to the green.
Yeah.
So what I really enjoy about Augusta is that it's not one of those courses that the guys that hit the ball forever off the tee can just hit their driver and then flip a wedge in there. I think that courses that are set up like that are way too easy for the PGA Tour. And I'm not going to say it's an unfair advantage to the other golfers, but I like courses like Augusta that make you have to be patient. They make you have to hit the correct shot. You can't just bomb a drive and flip a wedge. And I think that if the PGA Tour was smart and they wanted, like you said, there to be like more contention at the end mm-hmm. and more excitement and closer scores, they will set up courses to be more challenging and more of a placement type course instead of just a wide open go bomb it type of course.
Yeah. And then you can have players of all different types, mm-hmm. five or six of the top players in the world coming down every weekend to see who mm-hmm. wins.
And that way you also then don't have to worry about putting restrictions on the drivers or the golf balls or all of the technology mm-hmm. that's coming out, because they still have to be creative with their game.
And make there be a penalty when you make those mistakes. Yeah. Risk.
When you hit it too
reward. Far. If you hit it too far, or if you play the wrong shots, you're going to pay the penalty for it.
Well, I believe that the tour has because of the several reasons. One, and you hear it, being that the players whine because, the rough's too high or the greens are too fast or whatever.
No, they're too slow.
So I think there's a little bit of spoilage mentality, okay?
I want them to get humble again.
The players have controlled the tour. So the tour sets up the courses, so it's like, okay. We're going to bow to your whims, mm-hmm. and we're not going to make you work really hard this week. Well, Augusta's like, hey, here's a course.
They've never cared.
We don't care, right?
Tough luck, sorry.
We want a great tournament. We want a great event.
Mm-hmm. You're lucky to be here.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully Augusta learns that everybody wants a morning viewing of the Masters. I think that's awesome. So maybe the tour will learn that the viewers would increase and watch more golf, which would grow participation in golf, mm-hmm. if they would set up the courses so these guys had to earn their bread.
Yeah.
Had to think
it's
a little
simple.
More.
It's mm-hmm. not rocket science.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the viewers are into that. They want to see excitement and knock mm-hmm. down, drag out. They want to see the pros hit it in the water and hit the trees. They want this. And it doesn't mean you're inferior because you chunk one in the water. It means you made a bad swing and you got caught up in the everything that's going on around you. So, mm-hmm. you know, and that means that shows the weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it also shows their strengths because it shows how they come back.
Yeah, I think it highlights courses like Augusta are going to highlight not better players, because everybody on tour is good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're the top. Of the top, mm-hmm. but courses like Augusta are going to highlight individual strengths, mm-hmm. mentally, game plan, mm-hmm. mapping out the course, control over your irons. That's going to highlight more of the player's skill, I feel like, than just, hey, here's a really long hole that you can get to the green into.
Right.
Huh. Now, what I evaded to earlier on 12, Tiger comes down 11. So here we are, Sunday, Championship Sunday, back nine. It always begins back nine because that's the real pressure. You've got elevations. Mm. You're going up and down. You're tired. You're going down to the holler. Okay, then you got to play golf down there, and then you got to start slowly climbing back up mm-hmm. the hill. I mean, folks, it's a mountain. This is not just hills, believe me. So anyway, so we got four people out of two groups, out of six people that hit their ball in the water on 12. How often you've seen that? Now, there'll be four people in the whole day that do that, but in two groups, back to back.
All the leaders.
Right. So Molinari hits it in the water. And as soon as he hit it, you could see like, oh, he dropped it, and that face was open. This could be short, and it was. Because I was like staring at the green when the camera went there, and I'm like,
where is it?
Saw it hit the banks. Like, that's wet, right? And here's proof of the maturity of Tiger. Tiger do, he goes back to the bag, looks at the middle of the green over the bunker left, and does what Jack Nicklaus always said to do. And Jack Nicklaus did it because he learned that's what I should do in this situation. And he hit it in the middle of the green. He's like, I'm not even looking at that flag.
Sucker flag.
Yep.
You know, and I've read plenty of memoirs of these players that have played Augusta that if they were in that position, they didn't look at the flag.
No.
And we've said it before on the show that the flag folks, the ball and the flag, those are two of the largest distractions on a golf course.
Well, it's like at the Players on 17. When that flag is tucked back right or short front, man, those are sucker positions. Because you, if you're going for that flag, you better be on it that day. When easily, you think about the size of that green, number 17.
Which is huge. It's huge.
Huge.
It's huge for a wedge.
So if you can just hit the middle of that green.
Four times.
You're in fine shape, but it's the guys that are trying to be too perfect with it and don't have control over their game that day, or you know, one gust of wind can just push it off.
All right. Speaking of push off, we got to push off to our next break here on the NOI Golf Shop Radio. We're having fun talking about the Masters this past week, and we're gonna revisit it some more when we get back here on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio, brought to you by Ping Golf. Play your best. And Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the original 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Be right back.
This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Yes, it is the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. I hope everyone out there has a very safe and blessed Easter holiday. I'm going to chill. Put in about, seven straight days from like 10 to 6 to 10.
Why don't you chill, Tom? There's rules about that. You're supposed to take a Sabbath or something.
Long week this week. Hey, don't forget, Edwin Watts Golf Shop has two great locations in Jacksonville. For 20 years to serve all your golfing needs, we are the number one most established and trusted golf retailer in not only this area, but the world. So stop in and let us take care of all your golfing needs. We've got specials galore, shoes, electronics like laser rangefinders. The new Bushnell laser rangefinder is out and available. And this thing is wild. We're going to have Chip on the show. He's a regional territory representative for Bushnell. And this thing is wild. So as you go through the day, folks, the atmosphere changes.
That's what Bryson says.
So you can take this laser rangefinder.
Who made a hole-in-one.
He did.
On Sunday.
And you can shoot, say, your 7-iron is 153 yards. You start out. Okay, 153, that's my 7. Bang, bang, bang. So you get to the back nine. It's, you know, 3 hours later. And you've got a 153 shot again. It says 153, but it says, wait a minute. It's changed, or you need to hit your 6-iron now because the atmosphere is a little heavier. And
wow.
I mean, this thing adjusts. It's amazing.
Huh.
So it, as you're going along, it adjusts for the changes in the barometric pressure and the atmosphere and all that. So it's actually giving you more true yardage.
So if you travel a lot and you're going from, like, Arizona and then you're back here in Florida – and the sea level's different. The humidity's obviously different. It's going to tell you to use a different club.
Wow. Boy.
Is that legal?
It is.
I think so.
Wow.
So very, very cool. Again.
That's awesome.
Technology is going to make a change in what's happening in golf. All right. So here, speaking of change, how about this dude who changed his life? So the guy took every penny he had. Lives in a tiny jail cell-sized room in his parents' house in a rural Wisconsin town. His dad's 82. He's got significant health issues. Okay? So this cat, says, you know, it's fate. So he hops on a plane and flies to Vegas, and he puts an $85,000 tag bet on Tiger Woods to win the Masters.
Mm. Did he hear the show? Did he hear?
He knew. He got the inside information.
Because if that's the case, I, you know, 10% is the normal fee. Yes, unless you're Kuchar.
Yeah, the show had to help him out. You know, us three here had to help him out. We know. Well, that's a fact. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Wow.
So this cat goes out, and this is like, I mean, there's limits in the U.S. on how much you can wager. Okay, and this is like a large one. This is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these guys in Vegas, the bookies and all, like, this is the big bet of all time, right? So this guy wins, obviously, Tiger wins.
Let's see,
right?
14 mm-hmm. to 1 or something.
So you can go to Golf World, and they got a picture of James Aducci.
James from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Being handed a check for $1.275 million.
Yeehaw!
Thanks, Tiger Woods.
Yeah. And buy his own green jacket.
14 to 1 at $85,000.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Vegas is, the good news for Vegas is a bunch of other people lose money all the time. So it's, you know.
It's a wash.
It's a wash.
So, hey, congratulations. I think it's great that individuals that could really use that pop in life, things work out for them.
Yeah.
That's always great. So congratulations.
Belief is a strong thing. I mean, I think Tiger's belief is what carried him, like, from 2 years ago to where he is now. And all these young kids, all these young punks, as I call them, they said, I wish I could play with Tiger. I wish I was able to play when Tiger was really at the top of his game. I was, well, guess what?
Be careful, baby.
What you wish for, baby, because going to Bethpage Black, where he won the U.S. Open, going to Pebble Beach, where he won the U.S. Open by 15 strokes. Who's going to be the big favorite at those two tournaments?
Yeah, he's eight. The other day he was 8-1 favored to win PGA and the Open at this point.
Yeah. Now the U.S. Open's going to require a lot more precise. You know, it's a different animal, the PGA, for more precise driving and different in the way Leslie was talking about playing Augusta National from a strategy standpoint. It's more ball striking, fairways, greens. You know, the courses are set up kind of like that, penalizing right.
Right, very penalizing.
If you're missing those. The big penalty there is not undulation changer. It's rough.
And length out of rough.
Length and fast greens.
Bethpage is like brutal. So Tiger's going to have to definitely up his fairway percentages.
Yes, yes.
For the U.S.
Open.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But maturity-wise, I think he's got a great shot at it. Now, I had mentioned number five. On Saturday after he played five, I questioned, because he bogeyed it 3 days in a row. Mm-hmm. I questioned, like, they told everyone in advance, well in advance, months in advance, what they did to number five and why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, when Tiger, he must not have read those news stories or the releases
listen. Joey's didn't have hole five in his notes.
It must not have had, because
you know that bunker is like twice as tall as over your head. It's not one of those flat ones. like a building in front of you made out of white sand.
Right.
You know.
So for all 4 days, day four he played away from the bunker finally with a fairway medal, and he still bogeyed the hole, but he played it. The way they wanted it played.
Yeah.
They wanted
hit out
to force
to the, right,
the players.
Hit a long iron in.
Right and long
section
in.
Section greens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but if he'd have played it away from the bunker the other 3 days, I think that's worth an extra shot on the card. So you could start to really pick away this event and the players. And this, to me, this is always a fun. If so-and-so hadn't done this and he hadn't hit it here and all that. So now you go back and start reviewing their course management strategy. Mm-hmm. During the tournament.
And, yeah, I think he said one of the things, again, it goes back to what Leslie was saying, that makes Augusta National, Augusta National, on every hole or every shot, you have a chance to make a birdie or a double bogey, depending on how well you play that particular shot. And when that happens over the course of 18 holes, you know.
And multiple days.
And multiple days, 72 holes, you know, it's really about having that mental game together and be able to execute that game plan well with, you know, patience and skill.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, all these guys have been, man, I wish I'd have played with Tiger Plate. I bet, you know, I'd like to see really what Hits This Cat was all about. Well, you got your chance now because he's there, and you're going to get to probably be paired with
him. You're going to get your, and you're going to get whooped
up
on by Tiger.
Oh, I spoke too soon.
You're going to experience the crowds and everything mm-hmm. that went along with it. So good luck.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope you get to keep your tour card the following year because you're going to need it.
When they showed the gallery, I mean, we talk about it being like 12 people deep here at TPC, but it was like 40 people deep mm-hmm. out there. I was like, I would never be able to see.
I couldn't take it back, but you know. And he thrives on it, and he knows.
I'm going to get one of those old school cardboard boxes that like goes up that
oh, that's
you can
right.
see
with the mirrors.
With
the mirrors.
Well,
yes.
They used to
that's
have
what
those
I'm
at golf
get
events.
Because I'm
US
so
Open.
Short that mm-hmm. I can't see.
We'll get you one. We'll
when
get
you're
one of those,
30
Leslie.
People back in the crowd.
Sure, the USGA has them in the museum.
Or I'm just going to get my little step stool and just carry it around with me. Flip well, they, it out, stand up.
They used to have those at
I
tour
used
events.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was at the U.S. Open Medina in 1975. I used one of those things.
So who knows? Yeah. Maybe, you know, maybe they may
but
come
But it's
back.
Right, and that's a normal situation for Tiger, but these people can say they like it or they whatever. It's not. They're not used to it. Mm-mm. And if you went to Augusta, and everybody, all those 40 deep were rooting for him too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Finau, they weren't rooting against anybody.
It's
wink,
good sportsmanship
wink.
There.
But,
wink, wink.
But you could tell it was like, and the sound was incredible.
It had been just
I
intoxicating.
I absolutely
there.
Loved it. And 2 years ago, this was impossible.
Yeah.
And
2 years ago, he's in jail.
A dedication to perseverance.
Yeah.
You know, dedication. And that back fusion was a miracle, you know, to have eliminated his pain and changes got his life back, basically.
Well, we always say it's not, you know, and everybody says it's not how hard you fall or how far you fall. It's how fast and quick you get back up, mm-hmm. right? So perseverance paid off in this
confidence,
case.
Confidence, another first D principle.
I would mm-hmm. like to, you know, I still, in my lifetime, would love to see an amateur win the Masters.
That would be so cool.
Okay, that would take... Yeah. Off to an unknown universe.
Congratulations, Victor Hovland, winner of the low amateur. Shot 3 under par. I think 3 or 4 amateurs made the cut this year. Four amateurs, ooh. Which was great.
Incredible.
And I know it made the Green Jackets happy in Augusta for sure.
So I think that just shows, you know, you have four. That's a record.
Mm-hmm.
Four amateurs qualify.
And they're really and good
they make
players,
the cut.
Too.
They make the cut, right? Mm-hmm. So that just shows the power, the quality of amateur golfers that are coming up mm-hmm. through the ranks. So I think that's fantastic. I'd like to touch base a little bit here real quick about the RBC Heritage Classic
mm-hmm.
up in Harbortown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out the island, Shane Lowry. He had some putting woes, and he still's leading. I mean, he had some putting woes and shoots 68. I mean, they showed some of his putts that he missed. He was like mm-hmm. he was playing ping pong with the hole, back and forth. Still shoots 68 mm-hmm. and leads at 9 under.
That's another course, Tom, at Hilton Head Island that requires you to play strategic golf. You can be in the fairway. I've played that course. You can be in the fairway and be blocked out by trees still, similar to what you're talking about at 15 at Augusta. You want to be on this side of the fairway, that side of the fairway. So it brings in any type of golfer. So is this Jordan Spieth? T10?
Yeah, well,
shot
Jordan.
66 yesterday.
Woo! Yeah, but
Jordan. They had some delays for weather, right?
They did. Yeah. And Jordan said, I was Augustatized on the greens.
Augustatized.
I'm like, really? Come on. That's something a 2-year-old would
Tom's
say.
Tom's got a green jacket.
I was
like,
Augustatized.
Augustatized. If I was Jordan, then I would never talk to anybody as far as like media again.
Please just don't.
Remember when he was the golden child, Tom, a couple years ago? And now it's like, oh, Jordan,
God.
He can't do this.
What
he can't do that.
To you?
He's terrible. Oh, my God.
That's an excuse. I haven't adjusted to the speed of the greens because the gusts were so fast.
Matthew picked DJ again this week. He's riding the DJ train.
Yeah, maybe we're gonna have to call him Mayor DJ.
DJ. How? He's a DJ and a mayor. Right. Wow.
See what I did? See what he did?
I do it all.
He does everything. He does
all right.
Everything.
Well, Jordan's 71-66. Very questionable.
There's a Daniel Berger sighting.
Yeah, we got a local
former FSU
Billy Horschel's up there at 500 mm-hmm. again. Charlie Hoffman, he's having a great early season. Mm-hmm. So who knows? Maybe Charlie could finish one off. Cooch is back again. And Zach Johnson is showing up a little bit.
Yep. So we'll see.
So, you know, that's kind of a course for Zach because I played it, mm-hmm. and he's a guy. It's a guy who's accurate off the tee, and it's got a great wedge.
Right.
So that can be Kuchar or Zach Johnson in this respect. So anyway, we have to slide it here. Is it time? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be over. We're just having fun chit-chatting golf this morning. So, folks, thanks for listening. We'll be back after this break for our last segment here on the Edwards Golf Shop Radio Hour. We are brought to you by Ping Golf and Edwards Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in this Saturday morning and listening to us chit-chat about golf, the Masters, Tiger, and just whatever. Hey, if you need some written some clubs for some pals that came down to visit you from somewhere besides
here.
Call 246-7893. That's the phone number to our Ponte Vedra Beach Edwin Watts Golf Shop because they offer rental golf clubs. So you and your pals can go play golf. You don't have to play out of one bag. Mm-hmm. And when you're renting those clubs, pick you up a box of balls, a glove, a hat, maybe a new shirt to look great on the Florida golf courses here in Jacksonville, Florida. So call Bill and John and Rob and book your set of clubs. You got Callaway, Ping, Titleist, all the top brands, right hand, left hand. Ladies clubs also for rent. Edwin Watts Golf, Ponte Vedra Beach, 246-7893. Wow. I just celebrated my 34th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
So,
congratulations, Thomas. Lucky guy, you.
When Mayor Jackie. Matt. Mm-hmm. And I have four incredible children. Mm-hmm. My two oldest daughters are pregnant, and they're due the same day in September.
Future golfers.
Yeah.
And, yay.
Number two, I number them. I'm like Charlie Chan. You remember he had 20-some kids, so he number nine, number seven. No, that's number three.
Number
right?
two.
So
number
two. I can't count past five, so I just numbered mine 1 through 4. Number two found out early she's having a boy. Number one found out yesterday. And we were all had a little pool thing going
of
in
course,
the family.
You have to do
and
the
all
bets
that.
And yeah.
And of course, just like, you know, picking Tiger, I win again.
So you actually bet this time.
Yeah. That was one out of two.
It's going to be a boy.
You know.
So I'm going to have two grandsons on the same day in September.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
congratulations.
Fun.
That is so awesome.
Yay.
I had to share it. You know, sorry, folks. Gaddy Mike.
All the feel-good pieces.
Yes.
Now.
Congratulations. Caitlin Schroeder of Jacksonville, one of the best junior golfers in the area, won her Florida Junior Tour event, 13 to 15-year-old, shooting, get this, 70 to 68, 138 for a 7-stroke victory. She's Tiger-esque. She goes to Providence School here, and her last tournaments has finished 2nd, 5th, 1st, 2nd, and 1st, her last 5
Woo.
Starts. So congratulations to Caitlin and her pop, the coach at UNF Golf. And it's as Leslie and us have all talked about how great the junior talent is.
Mm-hmm.
It's good instruction, good tournaments. Want to thank all the parents for doing that for them. And happy Easter, everyone.
Yep.
Enjoy your families on a special day.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. Keep this in mind. If you watch a game, it's fun. If you play the game, it's recreation. If you work at it, it's golf. And of course, we saw Tiger work at it really hard this past week at the Masters. Congratulations once again, and we'll see you all down the fairway. Visit our two locations, Edwin Watts at Ponte Vedra Beach and Edwin Watts at Phillips and Shad, South Side at Phillips and Shad. We'll see you down the fairway. Be blessed. Happy Easter.